Thank you very much. Once again, my name is Christopher Diuto. I'm doing a master's at North Carolina State University right now. So today I'm going to be looking at soil moisture and seeing if we can use remote sensing to better estimate it across North Carolina. The seminar objectives are to first review the importance of soil moisture, then describe to you the two data sets I'm looking at, one being a ground-based data set, North Carolina's Environment and Climate Observing Network, which I'll call EcoNet, and secondly, a space-borne estimation from NASA's Advanced Microwave Scanning Radiometer. Then I will tell you about the study period I'm using and go into the correlation we're looking at between and within these data sets, ending with conclusions and future goals of my research. To start off, we know that soil moisture is very important for weather and climate forecasting and an integral part of hydrologic modeling. Knowing about soil moisture, we can better predict floods, understand water balances and water resource planning, predict droughts, and better quantify carbon sequestration. Also, agriculture, irrigation, and construction benefit from understanding soil moisture. So the ultimate goal of this research is to improve soil moisture monitoring across North Carolina, and then to be able to create soil moisture maps for the entire state that are offered free to diverse clientele for the purposes just mentioned. My research objectives have been to look at the spatial and temporal correlation within the EcoNet site's soil moisture observations to see if what we see on their small scales can be used to be interpolated across the statewide scale. And then we're going to look at the space data from AMSRE and see if it is correlated with the ground data from the EcoNet, and then also if it can be used to improve the ground estimation of soil moisture. So here's a map of North Carolina, and we have the mountains on the left through the Piedmont to the coastal plain on the right. And dotted across there are the EcoNet stations, where we're observing not only soil moisture, but precipitation, wind speed, and other climatological parameters. This is put on by the State Climate Office since 1998. We've been developing these sites and they're continuing to put them across the state. We're monitoring near real time with hourly, daily, and larger time scales being reported, and you can request those from their website. Right now we have 37 sites. But the further we go back in time, we lose some of those sites. So that's one of the obstacles to overcome when looking at this data set, is not having a large amount of time with the maximum amount of sites. Now, the second data set we're looking at is from, once again, NASA's Advanced Microwave Scanning Radiometer. The AMSRE is this instrument here and is one of many aboard the AQUA satellite, which NASA put up as part of their Earth Observing System. All the instruments on this satellite look at different water phenomena on Earth. The way that the AMSRE senses soil moisture is by using microwaves. The soil naturally emits microwaves, and it's largely a property of the water content in the soil based on dielectric properties. So AMSRE senses several frequencies of microwaves being emitted. And the one they use for soil moisture estimation is 10.7 gigahertz. Now it also senses 6.9, which is closer to L-band, the best microwaves for sensing soil moisture. But because of cellular interference, they use this higher frequency. The data flow once the satellite senses that microwave is that it stores it as digital information. And then they convert that back to brightness temperatures, which is the intensity of that microwave. And then they bring in different parameters to then estimate soil moisture, looking at soil type, vegetation, biomass, and water content, and also changes in surface roughness and topography, in addition to quality checks. And then that gives us the soil moisture product, which they then release into the global daily average data set. And this is available free from the National Snow and Ice Data Center. Here is what the soil moisture information from AMSRI looks like. It is raster grid, and the cell size, here's the smallest cell here, 25 kilometers by 25 kilometers. Very coarse spatial resolution. And here on top of the AMSRI soil moisture are the Econet sites. So you can see the Econet sites are small point observations compared to the large scale satellite data, and also that there are large distances between the Econet sites. So our hope here is that the satellite data can be used to interpolate soil moisture between these sites. And the soil moisture goes from these red low values to the blue higher values. The study period we have been using are basically the past 3 years, January 2007 to the end of 2009. And we wanted to start with looking at extremely wet days and extremely dry days to see if there is a difference in spatial correlation within these data sets on such days. So we chose 3 months of high precipitation and 3 months of low precipitation to give us wet and dry. And within those months, we looked at specific soil moisture records to determine specific days of high and low soil moisture content. So here we get into some of our results. Now looking within the Econet data set, we are using the semivariogram to estimate spatial correlation. Just to review, for those of you who don't know what a semivariogram is, it is a graph that uses semivariance plotted against its spatial distance here in kilometers. And the rule of thumb is that values that are closer together should be more similar than values that are further apart. So each of these points here are clouds of points that are being condensed. And within these clouds, we have the difference of soil moisture values between each site and every other site. So the main thing to look at here is we quantify spatial correlation by looking at the ratio of the nugget to sill. The nugget is the lowest value here, and the sill is the population variance where the model levels out. So what we see is points that are closer together are grouped together at a variance that is lower than the total population variance. Here we see that the nugget to sill ratio is zero, which is implying all spatial variance is due to distance. Now looking at the model, we see that that is not absolutely true since we have one cloud pulling this model down. So this is an average semivariogram. And this is the best we see on the daily time scale looking at November 14th, which was a dry day. What we normally see is something more of a linear model where we see no nugget value or any semivariance due to distance. So this has very non-existent spatial correlation. And we see that the nugget to sill ratio reflects that with a value of 1. And this is what we saw on most days considered, was a lack of spatial correlation. So then we decided to look at larger time scales. So here is Econet value across the state for the entire year of 2009. And we see that the semivariogram improves greatly with 3 clouds below the population variance or the sill. And we see that its nugget to sill ratio is 0.2, which says that 80% of our variance is due to spatial distance. So with larger timescales, we see the spatial correlation between these ground soil moisture values increasing. Now let's look at the spatial correlation within the AMSRI data. Here, this is for 1 day across the entire site state. This is using 209 cells that are within the state. And we can see a nugget to sill ratio of 0.08, implying 92% of the variation within this data set of soil moisture values are due to spatial distance. And we can see several clouds below the sill. So this has high spatial correlation is what we found. Now comparing these two data sets, we see that there is no correlation between them whatsoever. We have 7% correlation, which was the best at the days we've looked at. So since we see no correlation between them, on a daily scale comparing statewide values for 1 day, we decided to look at longer timescales, temporal correlation. So here we're taking one Econet site and the AMSRE cell that overlies it, and we're looking at the winter season of 2008. And the first thing to point out is that in the Econet data, you're seeing rain events, which give us high soil moisture, and then long drying events, and then a rain event where soil moisture increases and then dries out as well. And you can see that in the AMSRE data set here in the pink squares, we see some of that resolution, but with much more noise. And the other things to notice are AMSRE is giving low physical soil moisture estimates compared to the ground data of the Econet, and that also its variability is much smaller than the Econet ground data. And here within this season, we have an R squared of 0.44. Now, looking at the regression of the entire year of 2008 at the same site in the same cell, we see less correlation than at the seasonal cell with an R squared of 0.25. This is what we see on average. What I just showed you was one of the best temporal correlations we found at the dates we're looking at. But what we normally see is extreme dynamic soil moisture within the Econet data and almost no response within the satellite data to soil moisture. And once again, low values and very low variation within its data set. So when we're asking why these do not correlate, some of our hypotheses are that we are looking at different depths. The Econet soil moisture is read at 20 centimeter depth, and the AMSRE satellite is really sensing the upper 5 centimeters of the soil. And then we also have, as I've mentioned, the difference in scales. Econet are point values versus the large spatially averaged AMSRE grid cells. So when thinking about the algorithm they're using to go from microwave brightness temperatures to a soil moisture product, we're really not sure what's happening with the parameters they're putting in there. So we're about to talk to the algorithm developer about those parameters. The conclusions of the research thus far are that for the AMSRE data set, we see strong daily spatial correlation across North Carolina, but we do see low physical estimates and variation compared to the Econet values. Also that the Econet and AMSRE values are not correlated. Because of these two, we can't use it as we hoped to interpolate soil moisture across the state. For the Econet soil moisture data, we found that they have low daily spatial correlation, which is most likely due to those few amount of points across the large extent of the state. And because of that, we probably can't use it in and of itself to interpolate soil moisture across the state. But that we do see over time, larger time scales, we do have better spatial correlation within that data set. So future goals of this research are to expand our correlation, looking at more sites and more years for better correlation, to then break apart that data flow of the satellite information and look to see if those brightness temperatures before they put in their own parameters, if how well those correlate to the soil moisture product we're looking at, and also to take those microwave brightness temperatures and see if those correlate any better to our ground data than their actual product does. And then we'd also like to improve the AMSRE estimation by incorporating other data sets like statewide precipitation and also vegetative biomass from the MODIS instrument, which is also on this AQUA satellite. So by better estimating and looking at soil moisture, we can gain better hydrologic models and better predict droughts and flooding and provide water so that we have better food security, not only as an entire global network, but also for populations that need it the most. So I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Boyles from the North Carolina State Climate Office for helping with the North Carolina data, Mark Connolly, and Rob Austin for technical assistance, and funding from North Carolina Water Resources Research Institute and the Southeast Climate Consortium. Thank you. Any questions? I know the validation they've done is looking at whether this large grid cell, the 25 kilometer by 25 kilometer cell, accurately measures the mean soil moisture within its grid cell. And they've found, comparing mean squared errors, that it performs well in small watersheds. But what they haven't done so far is what we've done here, looking at comparing it actually to ground data. But what they do in the instance you're talking about, a cell that's over a lake or a water body, in their quality checks, they do take out large bodies of water and give that cell, if more than half of it is over water, no data value. But for large water bodies that might not meet 50% of that cell's requirement, they're still reporting a value, which is questionable, for sure. Thank you.